The White House Report.
After the terrorism in New York, where 8 people are dead and the suspect is in custody, President Trump says of the incident in New York that he wants to ban diversity lottery visas. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I believe that we have a fundamental right to protect the people of this country. And if we see or think that someone is a threat to United States citizens, that we should take every precaution that we can to protect the people of this country. And I don't think most Americans would disagree with that. In fact, most Americans do support extreme vetting and certainly support the protection of the citizens of this country.
Former head of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, Mary Frances Berry, says there needs to be extreme vetting, but they don't need to end the diversity lottery visas.
Well, I think that we should do everything to keep terrorists out of the country if we suspect that they're terrorists. But the diversity lottery is important because it brought people here from countries who didn't have many people here. But it has had so much fraud involved in it that that's why it's being reviewed. But it was indeed Senator Schumer was one of the people who led the way to do it. So I think it needs to be looked at. But I think that if it's changed, we do need to find a way to bring people here who are from other countries rather than the usual people who come from Europe and from certain countries in Asia, to expand the diversity. So the idea of diversity is a good one. But the idea of protecting the country from people who are potential terrorists by vetting is also a good idea.
A former intelligence official says there is no guarantee of what the president says that the merit-based system would work better than the diversity lottery system. April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.